That's the sound of Brian Roberts bonding another book. For 40-odd years, Brian has been known as the Book Doctor.
I've done work for people in Australia, in Guam, in Hong Kong, in Iceland, in Scotland and England. And all through the States and across Canada. And one book from Bermuda. Well, it just came to me one day because I'm an academic, I guess, by trade, and I have two earned doctorates. So I'm kind of doctor to begin with, and I was working with books, and so one night it just came to me that Book Doctor seemed like a reasonable thing to call it. And only once in 40-odd years of doing this has it ever been an issue. And I was downtown in a store across from Andy Cray's down there, and there was a girl on cash, and I either gave her my card or I gave her my credit card, and it had the Book Doctor on it. And she got right incensed because she was working on a master's degree, and she said, I've been going to school for I don't know how many years to try and get a master's degree, and I'm working full-time at it, and you fix books and you call yourself doctor. I said, well, I too have two earned doctorates, so maybe there's some justification. That was the only time I was ever challenged on it.
Brian used to be an opera singer who traveled all over the world. And while he was studying in Germany, he picked up a course in bookbinding. Later, when he came to St. John's to work at Memorial University, he opened up his bookbinding business and became the Book Doctor. Brian's wife,
Sheena Rob,
remembers how he started.
We met 73, married 74, moved to England 75, moved to Germany in 76. And during that time in Germany, I studied piano. And accompanied him, and he studied voice and sang all over. And then when we came back here, I started teaching piano, opened a studio, and he started the bookbinding. And that would have been in 81.
Sheena remembers some of Brian's more wild projects.
Somebody brought a little, I believe it was an ivory, well, there were two things. One was an ivory prayer book. One of them was very small, and it had been torn to shreds either by an animal or something, by a pet, and it was given to him in a plastic baggie. Mm-hmm. And they wondered if he could put it back together again. And he said, unfortunately, he thought it was a bit too destroyed for that.
For Brian, the hardest part, and the funniest part, was buying the equipment, because he only knew what the equipment was called in German.
Which was really just too much fun because I didn't know what anything was called in English. Here it was in Newfoundland. And you don't just pop down to Staples to get stuff to run a bookbindery out of, right? So I had to find all of the materials in North America where they all spoke English. And I didn't know what anything was called. So if I wanted to order a particular tool or a particular kind of material or something, I had no idea what to ask for, because I didn't know what it was called. Mm-hmm. And that was just hilarious. So I ended up finding a German bookbinding supply house in New Jersey. And the grandfather who opened the business wasn't running it anymore, but he still went into work every day. Mm-hmm. So I phoned him, and we had this three-hour-long chat in German about all the stuff that I needed to get. And, of course, because he'd been here for however many years, he knew what all this stuff was called in English as well.
But soon, Brian will be retiring. Now, he has a new problem, finding out what to do with all his binding equipment. For Kicker News, this is Melissa Wong.